for material gain.
Furthermore,
according to the sages,
one who is engaged
in the ultimate occupational service
should never use material gain
to cultivate sense gratification. Now, what do we learn from it? So, derive the lessons. What is it? How do you begin the translation?
All occupational engagements are certainly meant for the ultimate
good.
They should never be performed for material gain.
What do we derive from it?
All occupational engagements are meant for ultimate liberation.
From the material entanglement. At the moment we are entangled, we have 5 t-shirts, and again we go by and buy one more. So this is entanglement, you know. So this occupational duty is meant for ultimate goal of liberation, for nothing else. You may be doing business or work or whatever. So your occupational duty you are performed, but it's not meant for material gain. It's only liberation. Ultimate goal is to go back home to Krishna. So our occupational duty also should be so organized that eventually we are looking to that goal. Then what is the next? Should never be performed for material gain. Any activity, I mean to say Krishna conscious activity, should never be performed for material gain. Then
one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service
Then while doing our Krishna conscious activities, we may gain something material. So again it should be used in Krishna service. Should not never be used for sense gratification. Then
it says the ultimate occupational service, they're talking about devotional service, right?
Pardon?
They said the ultimate occupational service, that means devotional service.
Right? That is how it is. Yeah. So devotional service and occupational duties, they are non-different. Because you are performing your occupational duty expertly, that's why you are free to discuss this. Suppose you are worried about our income, then how to perform this thing? So first thing, our duty is to perform the occupational duty. And the second meaning of the occupational duty is, the supreme occupation is yato bhakti radakshade. Devotional service is our ultimate goal. So that is another thing. So what we do about our goal? Once our occupational duty is performed very nicely, then at the end we are free to do anything and everything. So now you are sitting here learning, then you are completely free to do these things. So both ways the occupational duty must be performed very expertly. Don't neglect peace. As you are doing, very nice to hear that you are topping the class, you know, academically also. These boys also, they are first class first. It's a big examination of first class. It was very, because they were admitted in Gurukul in New Zealand nearly 11 years ago. And these were completely kids. So once what happened, that I was first time I went to New Zealand. I gave Bhagavatam class there and I had to catch the plane immediately. So I went over to the airport and I forgot my bag with the passport and ticket near the RSS. So after going, we where is our bag? Where is our bag? Nobody. So then I told the bhakta who was with me that please ring back to the temple. And who were there should bring the bag. So his father was in the hall. So he said, I wanted to see Maharaj. So he picked up my bag and brought it. And hardly we had 15 minutes there. He said, I want to ask you something. So I told Hari, Padmasama, this is not time to ask. But let us see. So he said, I have admitted these boys in Gurukul and they have degraded them 2 years under the reason that they are Chinese and they are not New Zealanders. So how to tolerate this is my children 2 years back. So I told them that you know the situation in the temple. So what do we want? Do you want them to sell the painting for the whole of life? So I told him, whatever injustice is done, please take them out and let them go to the public school, and in the house you perform Mangalarti and have a nice time. Since then, 11 years, he has performed. And Bhagavatam discussion, everything they do, chanting before they go to school. So that's why they are like this. This is Chinese origin, they can follow this much, you know. And our origin already is there. But because of want of practice, our children are not benefiting. So there's some type of, may not be 4:30, but sometime we should perform Mangalarti, Sansar Dhavanal then. Tulsi Puja and Nasik Paran. So if you do that chanting, then bit of Bhagavatam, you know now, you have insight now in the Bhagavatam. He said clearly what is to be learned from the Vatsi. So he knows now the secret. So please go on like this, you know. Now, come on. Go ahead now.
One question.
Huh?
There is a verse in the Nectar of Instruction, Atyahara Prayasasya. So when you know, to over endeavor is also another kind of a setback in devotional service.
Yes.
So how do we avoid, you know, how do we make a balance whether, you know, where you do your occupational duty correctly and then also, you know, not overdo it, like it says on the other side?
See, I suppose I'm moving about in Narachwa to rent the room. So I pass some skyscraper, and then the idea comes that I must rent the skyscraper. I run around to the agents and everywhere. I'm not able to rent the room. How can I have the skyscraper? So this is over endeavor. Yes, you don't have capacity, and you are rendering for unnecessary thing. I'm wasting my time, isn't it? Suppose if he agrees, the owner agrees to sell, even then I don't have anything. I'm not able to rent the room. This is over endeavor. So normal in here in material world, everything expands. See, you are 2 year child, 4 year child, your body expands. And still more it will.
Yeah.
Then further expansions are there. The same way the house is also. Suppose we have 2 room house, then maybe we have a flat, then again we have a big house. Then the work also, in the beginning it's small. Then slowly you get used to it. And you get promotions in your work or whatever. Business also expands. Everything expands here. This material manifested itself is coming from the nose of Mahavishnu in the form of seed. And those seeds then slowly become big like these plants. So everything has a tendency here. So normal expansion will be there. But we should not jump. You may have a skyscraper, Krishna willing. But that was not the time when you are moving around to rent the room. Otherwise, neither you rent the room nor you have the skyscraper. So, this is a mega joke of him. This is over and over. Yes.
Thomas
Yanendriya Pritir. Very good. Laboji Vetayavata. Life's desires should never be directed
towards sense
gratification. Sense gratification.
One should desire
only a healthy life.
Only a healthy life.
For self-cultivation.
Since a human being is meant for inquiry
about the absolute truth.
Nothing else
should be the goal of one work.
Very good. So now, what do you learn from this?
Your desire should never be directed towards
sense gratification.
And all you need is a healthy life.
That's it. Human being
is meant for inquiry about the absolute
truth. That's it. So,
and nothing else should be the goal of one's
work. Nothing else. the too much of sense gratification is condemned. But now we have sofa set in our room. So do you mean to say that we should not sit there? What do you mean?
Yeah,
we should. We should sit, isn't it? So then you have sent the same gratification. You have a car. It's in the car. It's the sense
gratification. Yeah, but you can use it for Krishna.
You are not using it for Krishna.
but you have it, so you can use it.
Have it, use it means sense gratification. So how to combine these things? Read. Life's desires
should never be directed
towards sense gratification.
One should desire only a healthy life.
Or self-preservation.
Self-preservation. So here it is impossible to walk by, walk on foot. It's impossible because the places are so far. So we have to have the car. So it is not a sense gratification, but it's a necessity. The climate here is all right, it's warm, but it's all cold in Minneapolis. You cannot sit on the ground also. So you have to have something to sit on. So it's not sense gratification. It is needed. That's the meaning. So here see, they should not be directed towards sense gratification. We are not directing ourselves to sense. We are directing towards the necessity for preservation, for life's preservation. That is the difference. And then excess sense gratification, which we do, should never be undertaken. Suppose if with one sofa set we can carry on, then we should not have every room as a sofa set or whatever. Sometime in summer we must sit on the ground. Sitting on this like it is yoga, yogic exercise. So that is how. And we all do these things just for self-preservation. Otherwise we cannot walk long distances. In time you have to reach school, so you must travel by car or public transport over there. So these countries have no public transport, nearly nil. So you must have it for self-preservation. Then go ahead. Since human being is...
Since the human being is not required about the absolute truth, nothing else should be the goal of one's
life. Then, do you understand this? So within limit, the sense gratification is possible, is allowed. But above the limit we should not go. Next.
Jnanadvayam
paramatmeti bhagavaniti
shabdete. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth.
Who know the absolute truth.
Call
this non-dual substance.
Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan.
So, again, learned transcendentalists.
Who know the absolute truth. Call this non-dual substance.
Brahman, Paramatma. And this is very nice. So what lessons we derive? Non-dual means he is not divided. Substance means sattva, existence. There is no substance, not in the material sense. It's non-dual substance. It's non-dual existence. Then the question comes that how he is localized in everybody. He is localized far more. So the answer is given in the next line, that he is Brahman. All this space is him. And that's why these impersonalists, they say that he doesn't have any form. We come from this, and when we die, we go merge into it. That's the wrong theory. But this is one of his aspects, that this space is also coming from him, Brahman. Then Paramatma localized everybody's heart, he is situated in it. in the micro germs also, which are, we can't see by eyes, is situated in their heart. So it can be smaller than the smallest and bigger than the biggest. So this is a localized form. And the ultimate form is Bhagavan with flute in his hand. There's a two-handed form. So we have to recognize him in these three aspects. Wherever we think about it, the first two stages are not Purna. They are not complete. As soon as you come to Krishna, then everything is complete. This is how these living entities, Western living entities, those who come to Krishna, and Prabhupada is expert to cultivate their consciousness to Krishna, so they are completely satisfied.
Because if we see Krishna as Bhagavan, but we do not become conscious of him as Brahman and Paramatma, then that also makes it incomplete?
No, it is incomplete. It should include, isn't it? If you have $1 million, $2,000 are included in it. Isn't it? How can I exclude? Unless you include 2,000, it will not be 100,000.
But sometimes as devotees, it's very easy for us to see Bhagwan. Very difficult for us to see Paramatma, a very living entity. Very difficult for us to see the manifestation as by Brahman.
But that is how we cannot visualize these things with our own eyes or mind. We must have Shastra Chakshu through scriptures. And Granthraj is the supreme scripture. This is the king's scripture. That's why we are studying daily. So we develop that side. In our eyes, there are eyeballs. So eyeballs see this tape recorder, eyeballs see this shelf, eyeballs see photographs, see this table. These are eyeballs. But drishti means these books are there, Bhagavad Gita is there, this book is relating that. That is drishti. That is insight. And there is a ocean of difference between the eyeball and the insight. And we have to run after the insight. Oh, so achhe. So, yeah, me tapas kari li. Was achhe ki nahi mujhe. Kim se? Keh raha hai India. सोनी तेरी की अजून नहीं सोनी सु आज हमने मुके नहीं तो मिल जाओ से ऐसे सु किम से तारु से कैसे सरुदाई जी
परिक्रमा
अक्टूबर आठ थी जी पच्चीस बच्चा भी जो सोड़ भी जी अरे तो मैं तो कमिट करता लगा जो
इंडिया
मुड़ा ना चेक कर चाहे राम सुचरिये तम्हे बड़े मुड़ा है ना always you cannot be intelligent sometimes donkey and to be donkey is our constitutional position हमारे बलराम लेक्चर कर रहे हैं बलराम इज नाउ गुरु Very nice you done, son. Anyway, transcendent sathe verses pakki kari lidi. And go ahead. Next verse.
I have a question about Paramatma. Is it next to
the
soul in your heart? Or
yes, next.
Soul's heart?
No, next to. They are separate, dear. The master and servant cannot mix together.
Yes.
They have to be separate. Servant has to serve, isn't it? So in order to serve, how can he be one? If he is one, he can't serve.
And is the Paramatma is it the same size as the soul in your heart?
No. Soul size is given, you know. Take this one hair, tip of the hair, how small it is, divide it into 10,000 parts. That small fraction is soul. And Paramatma is his size of our this, you know, from small finger to the ear. This, according to the size of this, this is my Paramatma. Then in the cat, this will differ. So according to cat's paw, it will be that size. This is how it differs.
What if you have a disease in your
hand? Yeah, maybe. If it's very small, it's small. Yeah, my size is this. Your size may be small.
And it fits in there?
Yeah, exactly. That's why he, for the whole of lifetime, is so powerful. He pumps the blood, it collects the blood. And not only that, it is so expert that this brain has millions of veins which are thinner than the hair. How he maintains it? In 60, 70, 80 years, nothing happens. And those veins, just Krishna orders one vein that bursts and the whole blood goes around. And your whole controlling unit is full of blood. So you lose everything and eventually instantly you die. They are known as meningitis, they say. How long does it take? So every second of our existence, we are depending on him. Then at night we sleep. So sleeping is in our hands. Now I may take rest now. But getting up is not in my hand. Our soul also sleeps.
Then why the temple president tells us to get up for Mangala Arati?
You take comfort out of that. you're dead, you know? You lazy. But suppose, I'll tell you one thing, that without alarm clock, you just resolve that I want to get up at 3 a.m. and you'll get up. Your eyes will open. You may sleep again, but your eyes will definitely open. So super soul is awake, always awake. And when you instruct your soul, super soul hears. All right, he says, he wants to get up at 3. So your eyes will open. And if you don't get up, then again you close the eyes. But you didn't get up, definitely. So it's all Paramatma. And then Paramatma decides that now this body, time is over. So maybe in sleep we just go and never come back at all. That's the best death, really. There is nothing to worry about, it just pass away. But this is how we are completely in the hands of Krishna day and night. For every breath we are in his hand. Otherwise, exhaling and inhaling is not in our control.
But Maharaj, somebody may ask that, then how do we become responsible for our activities if Paramatma is so much in our control?
See, everybody has a freedom. This Balam is going to school. Now he is on holidays. So he has so many choices to spend himself. You will not tell him anything. You have general instruction that you should be careful about your studies. But now he says, I don't study now. So he has a bit of freedom. So either he goes to play the polo game, or he goes to cricket, or he goes to cinema halls or bingo halls, or studies the verses. It's up to him. This tiny independence we have. So it depends upon how we use it. Then concomitant reactions will be there. So this is how the reactive things react on us. And tiny freedom we have. So in that freedom, then people may behave hazardly. Then your karma reactions of karma increase. Some people may be. Then it all depends upon the association and the tradition of the family. We don't give importance to the family or caste system. But it does work. Suppose you are coming from a very noble family, you become noble unknowingly. It is Krishna's arrangement that you are sent to that family. So you inherit the traits. So this is how we do different things. You know? And to the extent we perform actions, they are all, either they are fruitive actions or they are for our sense gratification. These two things we perform. So fruitive actions are also reactive. And sense gratification is definitely are reactive. So we are full of reactions. The only actions which are pertaining to transcendental Lord, they transcend these reactions. Otherwise these two types of activities, they catch us. So sane person gets this information by hearing, and then he may improve. Or you may not improve. To the extent you improve, you are safe. If you don't improve, then what does Krishna decide? Yes. Very good. Again. Shraddhananam munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya pashyanti chatmani atmanam bhaktya shruta gahitaya. The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realize that absolute truth
by rendering devotional service,
by divine and devotional service,
in terms of what he has learned
from Vedanta Shruti. Yes, so tell me the now purport. Repeat the translation. These are true adjectives. Seriously inquisitive. Unless these two things are there, it's completely impossible to go ahead an inch. We must be serious and we must be inquisitive. So how to be serious? Your mind will say, come on now, let us watch some television. Or you may say, come on, get out now. It's a holiday. Every day you're going to school, you're locked up. Just move about.
Restraining yourself? Sense control.
Control should be there. See, the mind has a flickering nature. So mind will take you here, there. But we don't allow the mind, you know. There is a nice verse in Bhagavad Gita. Yato yato nishchalati chanchalam asthiram tato tato niyamya etad atmani evam vasham naet. It's a very nice verse in 6th chapter. So he says yato yato nishchalati. Whenever mind moves from one point to the other, because it's chanchalam, flickering, and asthiram, unsteady. These are two qualities of mind. It is always flickering, and sometimes it appears very nice. It is very clear. The other time it goes hazy. This is the nature of the mind. And then asthira, unsteady. He cannot be steady. So for example, your duty is to study. So all right, I was studying when school was going on. So now please enjoy. It's asthira, you know. You don't allow it to stick to one thing. So then what happens? Tato tato, when it goes everywhere, we know that mind has gone. You are already gone out and going to play. So in the meantime, you think, my mind is dragging me. So tato tato, there. Niyama is regulated. So this regulation is Mangalarti, Tulsi Arti, chanting, Bhagavatam. The regulation. And then by regulation, what you should do? Not regulation is there already. But what you should do? Atmani evam vasham naet. You bring under the control of your soul. And order the mind that you have to do this. This is the thing. So then it will not go here and there. And you will become serious. And then as soon as you are serious, then you want to know what is Krishna. We have to die, we have to get old, to get diseased. So what is after that? Inquisitiveness. You know, there is a very nice one sentence that devotional service, which is based on the foreground of knowledge. And this house is beautiful because it has a foreground. And you mow the lawn, you keep it very nice. So there's the house looks very good. So our devotional service also must have the foreground of knowledge. And the king of knowledge is that we all have to go. The king of knowledge. Then your devotional service will be serious and inquisitive. So devotional service, which is based on foreground of knowledge, combined with material detachment. We have everything. We use also everything. But we fully well know that this is not ours. For a while it is with us. When, out of our whole crowd, who will go when is not definite. This is combined with material detachment. And which is fixed. Devotional service should be fixed there. By oral reception of Vedanta Sruti. This is the oral reception, we are hearing. So oral reception will fix it. And this is the only perfect method for a student, for a seriously inquisitive student to realize absolute truth. Ek hi sentence Prabhupada ne sab de diya hai, kya kya karna hai. Come on, speak out.
Devotional service.
Which is based on the foreground
of full knowledge.
Which is combined
with material detachment.
And which is fixed by the oral reception
of Vedanta Shruti
which is fixed by the oral reception Vedanta Shruti.
Is the only
method. See, आपने कहीं print कर लिया? कहाँ के लिख कर रहे हैं? आपने निकाल के रखा है कोई? This is the way. Yeah, एक ही वाक्य करें. That will give you everything. Yes, read.
Devotional service, which is based on the foreground
of full knowledge,
combined with detachment from material association, and which is, fixed by the oral reception of the Vedanta Shruti. Is the only perfect.
Method by which
the seriously inquisitive student can realize
the absolute truth. This is the whole thing. If we are guided by this, only do this. Only guided by one sentence. That's it. Or kaam ho gaya. Guided means we have to put into practice. And we have to put into practice means elders must be very serious about it so youngers may follow. Kahan se banaya tha? Dekhiye, aapne karke rakha hai. Haan, dekhiye.
Thakur ke 4-5 point hain.
Haan, 5 point hai. Oh, jai. 1 to 12 per day. Abhi aa hi raha hai us par. He has only recited 10 verses. Oh, this is very nice. Yeah, how nice it is. Aur ye 5-4 point. Ye bhejo na granth raj ko. Please send it.
I'll send it. Favorable authorized practices of devotional qualities.
Practice great humility in my dealings with everything. Try to keep simplicity and purity all my practical arrangements. Tolerance in all respect. Compassion. देखिए इसमें भी एक word कर लो कितने छः हैं ना
पांच हैं महाराज
पांच हैं there six नहीं थे 1 2 3 4 5 5 है तो पांच देखिए humility का H लीजिए simplicity S T tolerance T respect का R and compassion का C H
simplicity
S tolerance का T respect to others R compassion का C अब पांच हैं letters इसमें से इधर उधर करके कोई वर्ड बनाइए मेक अ वर्ड आउट ऑफ नो नॉट लाइक दिस बट यू कैन मूव अवर्ड लेटर्स हियर एंड देयर या टू मेक वन वर्ड व्हाट इज इट
एच एस
टी एच
कैन यू ऐड अ लेटर
HST. HST. Yes. HST. T. R. C. See, we have to change tolerance. Instead of tolerance, take extreme tolerance.
Stretch.
E.
Stretch.
No, S E R C H. S वाले लीजिए. इसका क्या है? Simplicity. Extreme tolerance. Respect unto others. Compassion. And humility. S L E G. Search.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Search, what were you avoiding?
About
search your heart. This is
search, yeah.
This is how you search your heart.
Yes, yeah, I could.
So,
no, A ni use.
S-E-R-C-H.
R-C-H. Search.
Simplicity ho gaya?
Haan, simplicity, extreme tolerance.
Extreme tolerance.
Respect one to others.
Compassion.
Humility. And humility. Don't worry if you change the sequence.
Yes,
मगर ऐसा कुछ करो
तो यह
respect to others.
Respect to
others. So this will fix. Then only you have to remember what do you know, Tag.
Simplicity, extreme tolerance, respect to others.
Yeah.
Compassion towards all
the people. Yeah,
yeah. And act of brotherhood
and humility. This is five.
This.
So we never forget. Somehow we have to find out some trick not to forget. So anytime you remember such, you can speak on it. And then humility through another vishu nichena, tararisajnana, respect unto others, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. That verse describes this. Compassion, daya, sarva bhuteshu. Aur kya to daya dharma ka mool hai, paapa mool abhiman, tulsi daya na chandiye, jabalag ghat mei praan. All these things, it makes a lecture on these five qualities. You can go on for 1 hour easily. Perform kirtan for 15 minutes, 40 minutes and 5 minutes just talk on this. And they'll dance. But they will remember eventually. People want to know something. They just don't want to beat about the bush. Gopi and Radha is completely absent until the search is there. What can we do with Gopi? Because we don't have austerity to understand this. So we interpret Gopi as a mundane woman. That is our mistake. Kyun hum samajhte nahi pata nahi. ये बच्चे समझ नहीं, they are intelligent, how nice you have done, son. Continue now. I must stop here now.